Oregon and Washington are among the nation's renewable energy leaders. Solar and wind are an expanding part of the mix. But there's a problem. People need electricity even when the sun's not shining and the wind isn't blowing. A project in Oregon's Klamath County is aimed at solving this problem by using water as a giant battery. It's an idea from the 1960s that fell out of favor. But like typewriters and record players, Northwesterners are hoping to make this technology cool once again. Jess Burns of EarthFix reports.
It's called pumped hydro storage, and if you haven't heard of it, here's how it works. You start with two reservoirs, one high up on a hill, and then one way down below.
And in between those two reservoirs will be a large steel pipe.
That's Joe Eberhardt of EDF Renewable Energy, and he's talking about some massive plumbing, 12 feet in diameter.
It will connect the upper reservoir all the way down to the lower reservoir.
Inside the large pipe are machines that can pump water from the bottom reservoir to the top or generate electricity when the water flows downhill between the two. Any water in the upper reservoir is essentially electricity waiting to be made.
The result is we can buy really low-priced power.
To pump the water uphill when renewables like solar and wind produce more electricity than can be used, then
wait 12 hours and return it back to the grid at a higher price
when demand is high. For Eberhardt, who's leading the charge for the proposed Swan Lake North pump storage project near Klamath Falls, it's simple economics.
I always thought whoever could crack the nut on storage, the market would beat a path to their door. I had no idea that I'd be working on what equivalent of is a 50-year-old technology and trying to bring it back to the marketplace.
Already, more than 90% of the energy storage in the United States comes from pumped hydro projects built in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Back then, pump storage was mostly used alongside nuclear power plants, which produce a steady amount of power. It doesn't matter if it's evening when people need a lot to cook dinner and run their heaters, or the middle of the night after they've turned out their lights and almost everything else. But the end of the nuclear power boom meant the end of building pump storage. Part of the reason is that they're big, complex projects, says Jeff Leahy of the National Hydropower Association.
The regulatory process for these projects can take a very long time. Sometimes it can take a decade or longer.
Swan Lake is a survivor among a flurry of Northwest pump storage projects launched over the past decade. Many have failed. And of the half dozen still around in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, Swan Lake is the furthest along. And there's seemingly good news for projects that have stuck it out. The renewable energy landscape is changing quickly. Again, Leahy.
As we move to incorporate more climate greenhouse gas reduction strategies, with that is going to come with a need for more of these types of assets, pump storage as well as energy storage as a whole.
Just in the past 2 years, President Obama's Clean Power Plan came into effect. Oregon and California have adopted some of the strongest renewable energy goals in the country. Energy storage is starting to enter the policy conversation as well. But officials are still playing it safe when it comes to including storage in long-term plans for the region. John Harrison is with the Northwest Power and Conservation Council. In its most recent 20-year energy plan, pumped hydro was mentioned, but not as something to count on.
There's a lot of potential in different emerging technologies, but we can't say for certain yet exactly which ones will emerge as cost-effective and the best options.
Right now, pumped hydro is among the most cost-effective and proven energy storage methods out there. And Joe Eberhardt and his company, EDF Renewable Energy, are trying to time the Swan Lake pump storage project to come online right when the grid needs it most.
At that point, when we can sign a long-term power contract, we'll know the market will have arrived.
And if they get it right, Klamath County would become home to the country's first large-scale pump storage project in a quarter century. I'm Jess Burns reporting.